where movies were never safe to begin with, and the truth is stranger than fiction. Starring Moral Bob, Drew Misson,
and Ryan Dean.
Conspiracy Theater 3000.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
Something given has no value.
Well, I got a couple of thousand goddamn questions, you know?
The world ain't what it seems, is it, Gunny?
I want to speak to someone in charge.
The moment you think you got it figured, you're wrong.
And force, my friends, is violent.
They've been studying us for years, finding out our weaknesses!
I want to lodge a complaint.
You're safe and alive. You're already dead, everybody.
They have created a repressive society, and we are their unwitting accomplices.
The world is a business.
You have no right to make people crazy.
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
How come I know so much?
Their intention to rule rests with the annihilation of consciousness.
What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
They are safe as long as they are not discovered. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
We accept the reality of the world with which we're presented.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Conspiracy Theater 3000. We're about to have a good time. We tried to have a good time earlier. We were trying to get into Groundhog Day featuring Bill Murray. I should say starring Bill Murray and a couple other characters that we're not sure who the fuck they are, to be honest. But man, I mean, we had some technical difficulties. I was trying to pull up the secret top secret site that we are able to stream movies from. It just was not working. Drew, tried to do it down there in Australia as well. How's that internet working out there in Australia? Not too hot.
It's not the best. I mentioned before we started this intro that rarely does 5G work to its best benefits, but 4G is just as bad, if not worse. We still have copper wiring. We haven't even gone to fiber optics across the majority of Australia. So I'm surprised we got as far as we did. We tried, but you know what? We're doing something a little bit different. We're just going to have conversations about what we've been watching individually and talk some shit, see what's been going on.
Yeah, dude. I think that, you know, you gotta bob and weave when technology doesn't work for you. You gotta zig when it tries to zag on you. And that's what we're doing here. Moral Bob is with us as always. I'm lucky enough to be a part of this fun show. And dude, Bob, what's going on down there in Texas? That's like kind of the down under of the United States.
It's fucking hot and then cold and then hot and then cold.
Just like your personality.
But other than that, yes, very, very similar. But yeah, man, fucking trying to watch crazy ass shows. And dude, as far as what I've been watching recently, it's more about what gets suggested that comes up. So we had this solar flare yesterday, right? Supposedly. And it affected like three networks and not everybody.
The phone networks.
Or internet, whatever. I don't know. I was unaffected by it. So.
Me too.
It was this very selective solar storm. But what came up on my Amazon last night was this movie called The Core. And it's a movie about how solar activity has caused the earth to get hot or some shit. Like, it was like, what? Why is that like on a suggestion right now?
A little propaganda.
Was it the algorithm just running what was happening in the media and it, like, feeding into it? Because I've seen that movie as well.
Something like that.
This is one of those, that was one of the films that came out in like the early 2000s, late 90s, the big natural disaster movies.
Yep.
It's like they were priming us ready for the late noughties propaganda around climate change and man-made disasters. And lo and behold, you guys have a Carrington event type of thing happen where your telecommunications get knocked out, which wasn't even a blip on the radar for our news.
Right.
Well, really wouldn't weird, it, but not to step on what you're saying here, Bob, but wouldn't it affect the Northern Hemisphere? Probably worse than The Southern if it happened this time of year? Or am I fucking just stupid for saying that?
I don't know why it would affect anything. Like, it's not like it got to, like, crazy temperatures. But it also affected the side of, like, the United States was on when this solar event was supposedly claimed to have happened by the scientist. We were on the back side of the Earth. We were on the dark side of the Earth when it happened. So okay. It shouldn't have affected us at all.
That does, yeah, that's not really meeting their own theories there, isn't it? Because the Carrington event supposedly happened because it was out in the open and that solar wave could hit it. If it's on the opposite side, that doesn't work. It's like the whole seeing Venus thing. You shouldn't be able to see the bright lit up side of Venus because the opposite side.
Our time, it happened at like 3 a.m. We were in the dark. We were on the shade side. Like, what? But
I don't think too much about
nonetheless,
it.
Nonetheless. Right.
You put too much
stuff. Nevertheless, fucking this movie about a solar event and all of these heat waves and shit happens to pop up on my suggestions. And I looked at my wife. I was like, what the fuck? Like, that seems oddly coincidental to just happen to pop up on my suggestions.
Well, what's interesting too, what you talk about all the time is that your wife is pretty like on par with your thought process of all this shit, right? Like you guys widely agree on like the fuckery that's going on with like the mainstream. Yeah. We're fucking cooking.
Oh, there we go. And we're back. Sorry, guys.
All right.
It's all good.
So, yeah. Anyway.
I think I was in the middle of saying, you know, your wife and yourself align on a lot of these thought processes, right? Like, a lot of people out there have certain thoughts, and then their wife's like, you're fucking crazy, right? But you guys, like, she's right there with you when it comes to all this weird shit, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, good, she's dude. Amazing. I either made her in a computer or she's a Fed. Those are really the only two options. I manifested her, or
she's probably a Fed.
What if Fed's made in a computer, you know, like mad science?
And so it's both.
Okay,
well, I mean,
hey, too good to be true. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Drew, like with you, dude, what are you looking into? Because you know, Bob's obviously finding some weird, fun, you know, solar flare shit. I don't believe in solar flares. I'll tell you that right now. And as far as like, you know, the flat earth, the round earth, I don't know. I'm kind of more inclined to believe it's neither at this point. It's not flat nor round. So I don't know, dude. But it's funny that he brings this up because it kind of aligns with some shit that he's, you know, skeptical about in the first place. Have you seen anything recently that's, you know, just kind of like flying in the face of shit that you would typically believe or typically watch?
For me, it's weather modification, which has been going on. And I tend to watch things that are nostalgic for me as like a getaway from the reality of what's going on with the conspiracy world, right? I'll just chuck on maybe Seinfeld or The Office, something really mind numbing just to veg out on the couch. I've been watching My Name is Earl from the start again, watching it. And I was way through an episode, and I just so happened to notice there was a 5G tower in the background that was made out like a tree, like a big pine tree. So I paused it, screenshot it, popped it on my Instagram, and then it got me down the idea of that the big storm we had in Victoria, my part of Australia recently, wasn't chemtrail induced. It was actually done by all the 5G towers that are everywhere. We had essentially the entire grid for our part of Australia knocked out because the wind knocked over these massively tall pylons. I've never, ever seen in Australian history wind bend steel like it was at the point where it was heated in the middle and then someone just physically bent it over. Crazy. And at that point, this storm came through on my house and I had rain hitting the window at the front of the house, but then I could see the gum trees out on the nature strip blowing the opposite direction. So I had wind coming from multiple directions at that point, which doesn't seem normal. And to see that you've got these hidden towers, even in My Name is Earl and in cinema, that's actually in the background. You don't notice it. You take it for granted. And that kind of got my ideas and my mind spinning around weather manipulation by frequencies. And I've been looking into that with some patents that are in the Australian parliamentary system about having a minister for rainmaking. And they have no liability if the rain that they induce causes floods or damage in the government documents. So that's quite interesting.
Wild.
Yeah, man. I mean, dude, it's just you never know what the hell these people are up to. And you know, with Netflix, as popular as it's gotten, and just all these different things, man, freaking Amazon, all these platforms, they're pushing out things that feed right into the narratives of the government, right? I mean, it's the propaganda wing, right, of what we would say like the deep state is or whatever. And for me, like what I'm looking into and trying to find are political themed things, right? There's this movie that's supposed to come out with Kirsten Dunst in it that's about like an American Civil War. And it sounds like the way that they break it down is like they call it the nation of California and Texas, which we'd think these two states would never team up, right? Super far left, super far right, as far as, you know, we think. And I think what they're trying to say there is like these border states to Mexico are teaming up, and maybe the governments don't necessarily align with the people, but the people kind of overthrew their government and they're now running shit for the nations of California and Texas, and they're fighting Washington, D.C. I don't know if you guys have seen that preview.
Is this the one that's coming out in March?
I'd watch that, though.
Well, I'll pull up the trailer. How about we do this? Maybe we can play a couple of trailers.
It's a funny one, Ryan, because they're, like you said, border states. And I've read a news article not that long ago, whether you can take it with a grain of salt or not, is that a lot of the northern states in Mexico, so near the U.S. border, if we're given the opportunity, they would love to be part of America or a part of a Texas secession movement because they want to be out of the grip of the cartels.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, man. I think Mexico would partner up. I mean, I've talked with a dude, a pastor, he's passionate about Mexico. He's a white dude and he lives out there in Mexico, and he's a political refugee almost. And this dude is out there and he says that this is the last bastion of freedom, man. You know, I keep fucking realizing I'm leaning way off screen. Sorry.
Mexico's just talking to you like this the whole time.
Okay.
I could afford to go and could without the feds fucking following me, I would fucking 100% go to Mexico.
Do habla español or?
Muy bien.
De nada.
Solo un poco. No bueno. Yeah, it's no bueno. It's gringo español.
Dude, you stick out like dog's balls. A ginger gringo.
I can, if you dropped me in the middle of Mexico, I could find some tacos and get drunk.
Hey, yeah. Donde está tacos? Donde está cerveza?
Right, like I could find some tacos and get drunk. So what else do you need to know, really? I work with a bunch of Mexicans, and they're like, "Your Espanol is good." I'm like, "No, it's fucking not. Like, no, it's not. It's terrible. You're just used to having fucking white people not know what the fuck you're saying."
Mexicans are the shit. They are the least, like, if you culturally appropriate their culture, they love it. And that's what I love. Like, you know, I'm 25% Mexican, but dude, if Drew went down to Mexico and he's wearing a sombrero and a poncho, these dudes are gonna fucking feed you tequila and love you, dude. They're gonna give you their fucking best girls that they got. I mean, they love when people, you know, take in their culture. And that's the opposite here in the U.S. And that's something I really admire about Mexicans, man, is like, they don't get offended by this shit. They love it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the way
they get excited. They're like, "Tú habla español?" I'm like, "Yeah, man." I speak a little Spanish.
It's like, our culture is getting popular with people that don't know it. That's a good thing. Like, it's wild that certain races don't like this. But here is the trailer for Civil War. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear this.
19 states have seceded.
The United States Army ramps up activity.
The White House issued warnings to the Western forces as well as the Florida Alliance.
The future president assures the uprising will be dealt with swiftly.
Let me know if you want to try anything on. I guess aware there's like a pretty huge civil war going on all across America.
We just try to stay out. With what we see on the news, seems like it's for the best.
A24, man.
The so-called Western Forces
the production
of Texas and California.
Oh, Ron Swanson's the president.
Have suffered a very great defeat at the hands of the United States military.
Mr. President, do you regret the use of airstrikes against American citizens?
We're moving to D.C. today.
We need to go down there.
They shoot journalists on sight in the Capitol.
Every instinct in me says this is death.
Blood it.
Every time I survived a war song, I thought I was sending a warning home. Don't do this. But here we are.
There's some kind of misunderstanding here.
What?
Well, you're American, okay?
Okay. What kind of American are you? You don't know?
Poor trigger discipline, by the way. Fingers on the trigger.
The Western forces will reach the White House on July 4th.
Oh, my God.
Get in the car! Get in the car!
Looks good.
You're gonna hang back.
I'm not hanging back.
One nation under God. Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all.
Go, 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 go!
God bless America.
Yeah, man, I think...
I mean, I can't take fucking Ron Swanson seriously. Like, just watching him in any role that isn't Ron Swanson, it just makes me giggle.
He needs the mustache. Face was naked. I felt uncomfortable.
Take him seriously.
Now, do you think that was
good?
Looks good, but do you think it was deliberately put out to stoke the fires of division in America?
Of course.
Got to be there for a reason.
He intentionally kind of looks like Donald Trump.
Yeah,
it's all intentional, right? Like,
and there's a Florida alliance. It's like a Florida's fucking election stand-own place as well.
Yeah, it's an election. Well, look, man. Of course they want the division. Stir some shit up.
The division in America is here already. You know, it's not. It can't really get much more divided than it is right now. And I say that, and people might hear that and say, "Oh no, it'll get way worse," right? But it can't. It really can't get much worse than it is right now because we're not going to fight each other. I really don't believe a civil war is coming. I think that they're trying to feed that so that there's no idea of a revolutionary war, because I think that's much more realistic. So they try to pump out this propaganda of a civil war, civil war, civil war, civil war, not a revolutionary war, right? When's the last time a movie like The Patriots come out where it talks about how brave these people were that fucking rose up against tyranny, right? It's going to be...
Well, there was The Beekeeper, right? Like, have you seen the trailer for The Beekeeper? Where it's like Jason Statham.
Ooh, we can bring that one up. That's a good idea.
All the top officials. He's like the cleanser. He goes in and fucking kills all the corrupt politicians.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Is it the idea, though, that, like you're saying, Ryan, they don't want people to think of a revolutionary war to overthrow an unjust system, and they want to push the idea of division via civil war? But in reality, I think what would happen in America, and correct me if I'm wrong, gentlemen, is that it could go through a balkanization via legal means, where through like a state vote, they would want to actually exit from the union and become their own self-autonomous nation states. Would that be more plausible than an actual kinetic warfare between one state and Washington, do you think?
They tried that one time, supposedly.
What are you saying?
That's what the Civil War was about.
So let's say like Texas, like the Texas Secession Movement or Greater Idaho, whatever it would be, they want to remove themselves from the Union of the United States and become their own country. Do you think that there's a possibility for that? Or would the government step in and actually send in, like, I don't know, the federalized army, and then they'd be facing off with National Guard?
Well, the Texas Secession Movement was gaining a lot of speed, and then COVID happened, so...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I think it's you know, depending on what president is in office, depending on exactly what's going on at that given state and time, or that point in time, I should say. I think it can vary, dude. Like, I really don't know. There's not like a one answer fucking cures all here, I think, with this kind of stuff. And I think like the reason that this stuff is coming out more and more, you know, the fucking Obamas produced that movie that we talked about last episode, right? I think that it's just something that they're trying to normalize. And it's so that it seems like it's muddying the waters here, you know?
And well, maybe they know. Here's an idea. Okay. What if the American government has realized there's no way they can equalize the net, right? The only logical solution is for the United States government to dissolve and go away, and it become all nation states again, under the illusion of being all nation states, but they'll still have governors, and the governors are all fucking connected. So maybe they've realized that they can still control everything without a federal government, right? They can control elections. They can do all of that. And so if the United States dissolves, so does the debt.
So it removes the macro and goes to the micro, gets rid of the federalized right. branching government and goes down to smaller governments, essentially do the same thing.
Right.
Very plausible.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I think it's not a one size fits all answer. And I think that.
But I want an answer, Ryan. I want an answer and I want it now.
Well, you know, you're not going to get one from me, because I think that's where we have gotten fooled into giving definite answers on things. You know, saying that we know exactly what's going on.
Hey, you asked me earlier if I was an ass or tits guy. And I didn't give you an answer, and you're being a little hypocritical right now.
Well, hey, I mean, there is a definite answer. I'm not asking. And you know, I have so much respect for you and your wife. I would not ask you, hey, does your wife have better this or that? I would never do that. It has nothing to do with your wife or what you have going on right now.
I'm just drunk and giving you shit, man.
It's just a, hey, what do you prefer? Because I know everybody here watches porn, and anyone that says that they don't is a fucking liar. What do you look at? You know, what are you into? I think it's, you know, that's a different topic for another day. But what I'm trying to get into is like, I've been on my show recently. I've been trying to say, like, dude, we need to try and approach things from a different perspective. We need to, you know, a lot of us in this conspiracy world talk about how voting doesn't matter. And that is the stupidest way to approach trying to change the world, because you're not going to find the Democrat that is going to say that voting doesn't matter. And I get it. I get it that voting doesn't seem like it counts, right? And I know exactly where you stand on this, Bob. I know I have a good idea where you stand on this too, Drew. I don't want to, you know, put thoughts in either one of your guys' head. But dude, the people that are fucking voting in, like the you know, teachers that believe in gender theory for little kids and all these things, they all vote a certain way, and it's not the way that we would like to see society move
towards. I think like I've said it for a really long time, the only voting that matters is locally. So if you're going to waste your time voting, you should be
not a waste of time. You got to change your thought on that.
You got to. I think it is a waste of time. I think we have better time spent, but since we do have these government fucking bullshits in place, I have actually changed, and like, you have to be involved in your community if you don't want it to be some tyrannical bullshit. So you have to get active in city council. You have to get active with knowing the people that run your fucking city if you're gonna be in one, or shut the fuck up, right? Like if you're not gonna be active in it, shut up. And that's why I live in a really, really small town, like very small, but still big enough, right? Like that everything's here that we need, but, like it was small enough. It's small enough that the police station's like three blocks away. The city hall is in the same building. Like it's all one little
building. Similar for me as well. But these
policies, so we moved here down. And we my wife and the kids took cookies to all of them because I'm like, look, they're gonna fucking know who we are. We're gonna get involved in this shit, and
you
we're
put
gonna
some
make
acid
sure
in those
that
cookies.
Should have.
I would have made them fucking nice.
Fucking A. But you know, we're gonna get involved because if you don't, then that's when you can have a runaway government. You shouldn't have to get involved, but you have to get involved. Right? Like, does that make sense? Like, you shouldn't have to, but you have to.
Man, I think that everyone should have to get involved. And this is what I'm saying.
I just want to be left the fuck alone.
People, these weird liberals out here. And obviously, this doesn't have too much to do with movies, but I think that we see this in pop culture, man. And TV shows, too. Like, dude, this shit is everywhere, dude. People are brainwashed to do a certain thing. And we are not the minority, but we're meant to feel like this because the way that that pop culture has kind of shifted the narrative or shaped the narrative, I should say. And dude, just thinking differently, putting yourself in your enemy's position, and like it or not, our enemy, man, like I know that we don't like to sit here and say that we're a battery nation. There's not a positive and negative side. But I hate to tell you, that is absolutely what it is. The Matrix is fucking real, and there's a good side of society and a bad side. Which side are you on? We all like to think that we're on the good side, right? So we have to think like the bad side does. What do? Right. They just like JFK talked about, instead of invasion, it's subversion, and it's this weird covert tactics that they do, and we have to do that same thing. So, you know, in an election year, I've been trying to talk about that a lot on my show, instead of thinking the same way that we have, because every single one of you guys here, you know, like there's fucking thousands that are on this show, but the two of you guys here, you would both agree that the world has gotten worse since you were born, right? Like things haven't gotten better, and that's no fault of our own, but it's because our parents were passive, and that's not because they're bad people. My parents are fucking incredible people. But they were passive. They trusted the authority figures. We're doing the same thing. We're
but
saying
while not well, trusting them, right? Like that's okay. Not like I grew up. Like there's always been those jokes and those sayings about how fucking government is incompetent, how like it's fucking stupid or whatever, and yet people keep doing it. Like
yeah.
It's laziness is what it is. It's fucking lazy, and you shouldn't have to be involved. You shouldn't have to be involved to just be left the fuck alone and exist. But that's not the world we live in.
It's
we don't live in a world where that is even fucking possible. So you have to be involved. You have to. It's mandatory.
It's interesting, Ryan, that you bring up the idea of you have to use the same methods as your enemy, because you look at like pop culture and the films that we're presented with, the hero is always the average guy that somehow takes out the big corporation on his own, like that Beekeeper movie we're talking about, Bob. It's always the average little guy that stands up against overwhelming odds and wins, whereas the enemy has arguably kind of taken over the Western world or society incrementally. It's that slow mission creep. They've been doing it for 60 plus years. Inch by inch by inch taking over. And to think that we can just go in and topple a government and make everything hunky-dory again, it's a pipe dream. We almost have to do the exact thing as they've done. We have to start a slow revolution via the means in which they've done. We have to reclaim local governments. We have to reclaim academia. We have to do it in almost the same time frame. What cinema tells us and lies to us about is that we can be some kind of 90s or 80s action hero and go in guns toting and stop the bad guys. But that's the direction they want us to go in so that they can classify people like ourselves as domestic terrorists and all kinds of other isms and ists in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
What do you got on that, Bob?
Well, just, I mean, to relate it to cinema, like, who was it that said, was it Andrew Breitbart said, like, politics is downstream from culture. And so if you can control culture, then it makes it easier to control politics, because you can just, they're both kind of hand in hand. You know, one goes with the other. And so whatever the movies they're making popular, shows they're making popular, they're putting these out there for a reason. TV shows that I think are relevant right now. Holy fuck. Have you seen the Instagram videos of these people walking around with these new fucking Oculuses on or whatever, and they're fucking just like walking around in the city and they can see through them, so they're walking and they're like dodging people and shit, but they're like on the fucking internet.
The new Apple ones?
Yeah. Yeah, that shit's fucking crazy. And there's a TV show that everybody should watch. It's fucking badass. It's called The Feed. And I think it's either on Amazon or Hulu. And it's all about like Neuralink, basically, where you have everything right in your vision and you control it with a thought. And it's wild shit. Wild shit. And I see it coming. I see it fucking coming. And I'm like, man, that's crazy.
Is the downstream of culture like you're talking about? We know they kind of preempt things through cinema to get people desensitized or accepting of something that they're going to roll out anyway. The big thing I'm noticing in American politics is the whole idea of UFO and alien disclosure. And we're starting to see a big ramp up in the whole alien invasion films. Like I've been watching that, series, Halo series on Paramount Plus at the moment. And it's all about the invasion of Earth's colonies and human planets against the alien outsider. And it seems like they're ramping up the conversation in politics about the disclosure of alien or outside entities, almost trying to whip up a fear frenzy, which for the longest time they've dismissed and kind of made jokes of. And all of a sudden they're going into it the same time as films are back out.
Well, I will say, Drew, that, you know, as someone that paid a lot more attention to politics back in, like, you know, Trump's first term, and I say first because I think he's going to win this next election, that was a thing back then as well, right? They were absolutely talking a lot about, you know, alien disclosure, Area 51. I mean, I don't know if you guys remember, and now that I bring it up, I know that you guys will remember the whole idea of raiding Area 51 and storming it, right? And it's like
Naruto running into it.
Yeah, don't do that because you guys will get fucking killed if you do that. Because I don't think that it's alien shit that's hidden there. It's something much more.
Area 51's it's the image they give you to chase after. You know,
I think there's actually
other bases that are significantly more important.
Of course there is. I mean, there's underground bases and shit like that. But what I'm saying is, like, I think Area 51 is the home to secrets that are much more secret than alien shit, right? Because aliens, I mean, that's becoming mainstream now. There's something seriously going on, I think, at Area 51, but it has nothing to do with aliens, in my opinion.
Could they be keeping all of Hunter Biden's prostitutes there?
I hope so. I mean, he says
60 levels deep, all prostitutes of Hunter Biden's.
They get weirder and weirder as you go down. Resident Evil, the levels that you drop down, it's just like they got different limbs, different shits going on. But yeah, man, you know, it's just funny to you know, take, you know, we're talking on a movie focused episode here. It's just interesting the way that movies shape culture and the way that we sit here and we watch these movies. And as you're like, when you're a kid, dude, you're always told by your parents, when you see something wild go on in a movie, that's just a movie, right? But as we get older, we realize that, like, it's not just a movie. Like, you know, art imitates life and vice versa. So we start seeing these really, really fucking weird things that happen in movies that also might happen in real life. And, to me, it's just that's a wild idea right there. Like, that to me is part of growing up. Is realizing that movies aren't just movies, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's all culture, right? Like I think back of like movies and music that I experienced through my childhood and how they all shaped who I am today. Because I watched a lot of fucking movies. My wife's like, how the fuck have you seen so many movies? I'm like, I don't know. It's just like something you did. Like, you watched movies.
You grew up in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the TV for so many 80s kids, or, I'm sorry, the babysitter for so many 80s kids was the TV, dude. Like 100%. And it's not because, again, it's not because parents were bad, dude. It's just the way society was. The TV was kind of a new thing. And it was, there was so much new content coming out on TVs, the same way that phones are the babysitters for so many kids today. It was the TV back then.
Cable had become like a thing where you didn't just have like three channels. Like you actually had, there was a TV guide channel that you would turn it on and it would fucking just be the channels and what is on each channel. And then you'd punch that fucking number in and you'd go to that channel and watch that show. That's what you did, you know, and we knew when certain things came on and, you know, we fucking just watched all sorts of shit. It's crazy when I think about how, like, how many movies I've watched through the years and TV shows. Like, that's just, and I think that's the age group, like mid 30s to mid 40s, you know, maybe even, you know, stretch that out on either end a little bit.
We've also got the attention span to watch movies. Your kids these days, because of TikTok and all the other apps and things, they don't have the attention span to watch a film. Like, I can remember being a kid at school when the teacher rolled in the huge box television. It was frigging Christmas. Now when you try to put a movie on for kids to for a brain break or to kill some time because of whatever issue is going on, they can't sit there and watch it. It's nuts to think that the priming that we were given while we're watching TV as a kid, as kids, though. The one I've come to the realization about is that the Star Trek series of the 90s and early 2000s, like your Deep Space Nine, your Voyager, all of those, they were incredibly woke. And I didn't realize it watching it in the day, but you look back at it now with the modern day lens, there's multiple genders, there's sex changes, there's socialist ideals, all these things that are being pushed big time in education and academia now. They were preloaded into our minds through Star Trek.
Wow. Man, yeah, I mean, the indoctrination that's in all of these shows, like, you can go back and watch old movies and old shows, and there's indoctrination in them. Like my wife and I watched Tropic Thunder, and I think in the beginning, there's a scene where it's panning down into a city, right? And in the background, it's a clearly fake sky. It's clearly fucking fake. And there's a chemtrail. And it's like, they made that sky. So that was added in either later, so it's there now when we look back, or at the time, and they did it on purpose. Why? Like, why would you add it when you didn't need to?
Right. Well, there was that guy that came out a little while ago. I'm not sure if you saw it. You probably would have. The German guy who said he was employed by Disney to go back through their back catalog of films and adding chemtrails to all the scenes.
I take that with a grain of salt.
Maybe as do I, but it's an interesting take that we know that things can be memory-holed and we know things can be edited. Right. So it's interesting. Well, are we watching legitimate films of the past then?
Right, right. And, what is it? Somebody posted something of the Dazed and Confused where they're spinning the globe. And right next to Australia, there's a big continent. Like, there's a big landmass off of Australia's coast, like towards the Indian Ocean, that should, like, it doesn't show up on maps now. And then New Zealand isn't there.
Hmm.
And I'm like, okay. Like, I just moved, but so it'll take me a little bit. But I have a really old Dazed and Confused DVD from like the early 2000s.
Dude, I'm gonna have to put
and
mine
so up and I can look, I can go watch that actually with a DVD that I've had in my possession for like 20 something years and see if that's actually on that glove.
That's the thing. This, look, people get into the conversation about Mandela effects and you have to have physical media. I often feel like a lot of this stuff is not actually changed by maybe the producers or the people who own the rights to the film now. It's people deliberately doing it to spin shit online and distract people and make them think things have changed when they haven't. Like, I give the big corporations a little bit of a threat, a little bit of credibility. They're not changing everything, and it's just people doing it for clout. So it'd be interesting later on if I go watch Dazed and Confused and it is actually there.
Right. Well, what gives credence to the simulation theory for me is, like, what if all the people that are into writing code or whatever, and that's their job, what if they are given a task that does two things? It creates this smaller thing, so they think they're doing that smaller thing, but it actually other thing, which is create our reality and store the history of what's been programmed, right? And so if that is the case, then they can also rewrite shit, right? Like, they could easily just they could just go to the file of 1985 and just change it. And so it'd be so much easier to change it for everybody, because it would instantly in the timeline, and it would change on everybody's movies. Like, you could send it out that everything that was programmed with that code would change. And so all of the old movies, all of the old Bibles, all of the old books, they just instantly change while still being in your possession.
We see that in the Adjustment Bureau. Have you seen that film? Where it's like this, but it's more like it's freezing of time and agents altering reality in real time while everyone's frozen. And they can change and alter reality as they see fit.
Right.
Very much a simulation.
There's been some wild videos on Instagram too, where it's like a guy is holding a Bernstein Bears book and then walks through his window or his door and into a certain room, and it changes, and you see it change like that, right? Like, I don't think that that's real. What I mean? Like, I got to believe that there's some semblance of, like, reality in this realm that we're in, right? But, you know, it trips me out too, Bob, like that, like, especially with you, dude, like the way that you think, I do find it interesting, like, genuinely, that you feel like we're in a realm of a certain kind, but you don't seem to believe in, like, a God of any kind, right? From what I understand, or am I off base with that?
I think there's creators and controllers. I don't think there's a deity worth worshiping. I think that's a ludicrous idea. Like, I don't see any evidence that there's anything worth worshiping. Like, I can't wrap my head around it. Like, sure. I don't understand how you can look at what we live in and go, yeah, I want to worship the one that created this shithole. Like,
well, it's almost like anything that would have created this, it's like, you would, like, if you created something, like, how vain would it be to be like, I'm going to make this shit and all you guys got to know that I'm fucking real and you got to worship me all the time. So I'm with you on that to an extent, for sure.
You mean the Grand Canyon doesn't spell out God was here from an aerial view? That doesn't exist?
It'd be so fucking cool if it did.
Ryan, I've just come up with a really good idea that you could, like, trick your listeners into a Mandela effect. You just got to start dropping in that you're 25% Asian or Chinese and ditch the Mexican for a while, and the listeners will be like, wait a minute, I'm pretty sure he was 25% Mexican.
Sure, I could do that and just go back and change every single episode where I reference Mexican. Yeah, I mean, I really don't lean into it, dude. The only reason that it's even a thing is because Ghost, like, fully believes that I'm, like, 100% Mexican. And I'm like, dude, I'm, like, 25% Mexican, dude. It's not even really worth mentioning.
My youngest son is 25% Mexican.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's nothing. I'm sure he looks very white, right? I mean, like,
Yeah, he's a fucking white kid for sure.
He's not just rolling around like the flannel.
He's got dark hair. Like,
yeah, he doesn't have the top button buttoned and, like, the whole the rest of the buttons not, and the low brim hat like that. He's not walking around like that. No. Yeah, dude. No, it's L.A. Dodgers hat. But no, it's interesting, man. It's interesting how that kind of shit works out. But more movies? Let's get back into the movies.
What's something you've watched recently, Ryan? Anything of note that you've seen?
You know, not too much as far as movies go, man. But, you know, I'm always, you know, watching older things. But I like to go back and just check out old shit. Interestingly, and believe it or not, with the amount that I talk about food, I think that there's a lot of conspiratorial and hidden history that we can find in like food shows, you know, things that talk about food. It's incredible the things that you can learn about culture and the things that you can learn about just by watching food shows and things where they talk about the ways that these dudes make food and old societies used to cook. And to me, that's one of the most interesting things, man, is genuinely food stuff. I love cooking in my spare time. Like, it blows my mind when people have like not a lot of money, but just like a decent amount of money. Normal amount of money, I should say. And they don't cook for themselves. You know, like a lot of people like going out and eating. I fucking hate going out and eating. I love fucking cooking. I think it's so fun. It's a bonding experience. Like, if you make food for someone else or whatever. And the way that they do these things in these shows, like, you know, whether it's Top Chef, whatever the fuck, you know, that's just a basic one. But dude, you can learn so much. And just like the history and the way that certain foods have gotten societies by for like centuries is just mind blowing to me. So that's something that I always think is fun.
The whole time you were talking about that, I could imagine some woman just making like a dish and she's talking to the camera and there's a stagehand behind her with a white sign saying Jews did 9/11.
Exactly. That's me. I'm the guy back there holding the sign. But dude, it's just, you know, it's something interesting every time you learn. Like, I like watching shit that I learn from. And those, to me, they're like, they're documentaries, they're travel blogs or whatever. And then also, you know, food. And who doesn't fucking love food, man?
Well, I watched a ton fucking of freaking cooking shows in the 80s. So there was like The Frugal Gourmet, there was Julia Childs, there was this, I don't remember if it was The Frugal Gourmet, but there was this Cajun dude. This like old crazy Cajun dude with suspenders. He would like fucking talk about cooking squirrel and shit, and he would just like make all this crazy food, and he would measure shit out in his hand, and he'd be like, "You don't believe that's a quarter tablespoon? Look," and he'd fucking pour it into a quarter tablespoon, and it'd be perfect. And like, he'd make, you know, like rabbit stew and shit.
Dude, now that you mention it, Ryan, there might be something to this. Do you know Nigella, the big canned British chef? She has a cooking show for a while.
No, what's her name?
Nigella, very big stacked woman. She always uses a microwave from time to time. She calls it a microwave, and people laugh at that. But I can remember her vividly saying that she was putting some kind of meat in the microwave. She goes, "This isn't how you traditionally cook meat. And people will tell you that if you use a microwave, bacteria will survive. But remember, radiation kills everything." And I'm like, well, she's not wrong. And is she telling us that radiation from like what's coming out of 5G towers is any different?
Right. Hey, it's her. She's not too bad. I'll tell you that right now. She looks pretty good.
Oh, yeah, there she is.
Yeah, I mean, imagine just fucking shaking your head. And, you know, she's not bad, dude. She's pretty cute. I mean, here she looks terrifying.
Yeah, that's ex-girlfriend smile, right?
Yeah.
It's like, have you seen that Seinfeld episode where he's dating this one chick that looks like scary in certain light, but then like super hot in other light?
No, yeah, I mean, that's the thing, man. It's a good time, especially if you can incorporate alcohol in cooking. The game over, man. Game over.
Oh, yeah. It's a good time.
So, yeah, other than that, though, scary movies are always my thing, man. Last good scary movie that I've seen is Barbarian. That was the last good one that I'd seen. I don't know if you guys have checked that out. Barbarian has nothing to
do. No, I keep hearing about it, though.
Well, you might have been hearing about it from me. I've mentioned it several times. It's phenomenally interesting because, like, why it hits so close to home for me is because there's this dream, dude. I've had this dream for years, 20 years at this point. I'm about to turn 33, same age as Jesus, in March, on March 5th. I had to think about it.
Christ.
Yeah, March 5th, 3-5, baby. Coming up real quick. And for about 20 years, I've had this dream where there's like hidden compartments in my house and like hidden tunnels and weird shit like that. And they're never scary dreams. It's just like it's kind of mind blowing. And then when I wake up, I'm like, fuck, is there really shit under my house? I've lived in 5 different houses in my lifetime, most of the time with my parents. And then like I've moved out. I've lived in 4 different houses on my own. And every house I've ever lived in, dude, I've had dreams that there's underground tunnels under my house. And in this movie, Barbarian, is about exactly that. This dude tries to build a cult underneath his house. He digs tunnels, and the tunnels are extensive. And he basically, creates like this inbreeding program. He rapes women, and then, these babies and shit end up, reproducing and whatnot. And basically, there's this one. You really only see one.
Sounds but like you, a film for the whole family, Ron.
Huh?
Sounds like a film for the whole family.
It's a family friendly, fun fucking thing. But no, dude, it's terrifying, and it's in Detroit. So, like even when the girl tries to complain to the cops about what's going on, they just think she's on like fucking heroin or cocaine or crack or something. And they're like, yeah, get the fuck out of here. We don't believe that there's tunnels under your house. Get out of here. And it's just a great movie, man. It's on Hulu. I recommend everyone check that out. It's my absolute favorite movie right now is Barbarian. I'll probably watch it tonight now that we're talking about it again.
I've been watching Sliders. Do you remember that 90s sci-fi series with Jerry O'Connell and Sean O'Connell? Yeah. It's like science fiction. They say science fiction predicts the future anyway. But there's a lot of like post-dystopia type of episodes where they arrive in an alternate reality where the government's done this or the government's done that. And a lot of the time, they seem to line up with choices that worldwide governments have done in the past 5 to 10 years.
Mm.
Like forced vaccination on one planet created a depopulation where men became infertile. So the ones that were fertile, they kind of had to put into camps and they use them for breeding purposes.
Ooh. I like that. Hey, you know what? I'm going to show you guys this movie. I'm going to show you guys, since we're just playing random trailers, if you guys want a trailer you want me to play, let me know. But this is Barbarian. And like I said, fucking check this out, dude. Especially like if you're into scary movies like I am, favorite genre of movie, check it out. Here it is, Barbarian. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear it. I exited out. Thumbs up.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Scarf. This is 476 Barbary, right?
Yeah, I'm renting this place.
No, I booked it a month ago.
Are you sure you have the right place?
Yeah. What are we supposed to do?
Why don't you come inside and we'll call these idiots?
Dummy.
Why don't you just crash here?
Oh, no.
I don't know if you got a great look at this neighborhood, but I don't think you should be out there by yourself. It's dry and there's a lock on the door.
By the way, I'm Keith.
Tess.
You take the bedroom and I'll sleep out here on the couch.
God.
Overwhelming, but with a little practice,
soon become a pleasurable experience. This is perfectly natural.
That's some people under the stairs shit.
Yeah, dude, it's a phenomenal movie, and I recommend it to everybody.
Wow.
Really scary, really like thrilling. Justin Long's in it. There's even like some political undertones.
Ooh, Justin Long?
Yeah, Justin Long's in there.
Oh, and Justin Long.
Yeah, he's like he's an actor that gets accused of like raping a co-ed on a film set. And so like there's like some like don't grab her by the pussy undertones to it and shit like that. Right. It's just phenomenal, dude. Such a good movie. I recommend it.
Right on, man.
There you go. Amazon? Hulu.
Hulu? All right. Last sweet, man.
Yeah. 10 out of 10.
What's the name of like, that German guy that did something similar? Wasn't there a German? I think he's Scandinavian, but there was a German guy in real life who did that, who had women underneath the basement and had kids with them and all sorts of crazy business.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Brits?
Oh, no, that was Belgian. It was a Belgian. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, he talked about being in touch with some kind of cult leader, like a demon type figure. Yeah. Weird, dude.
Wild.
Fucking weird, man. People think we're weird.
Fucking crazy.
I mean, people think we're weird because we don't want to pay taxes, but it's like, hey, there's people keeping people under the stairs and they're fine because they vote liberal. So right. It's okay.
But know, how do you vote?
We're the bad guys because we, you know, want guns. It's weird.
Dude, I just want to watch crazy shit and fucking live my life. Like, and you know how, like, in a lot of shows, they demonize, like, rural people or, like, rural shit is where crazy shit goes down. I mean, all the way back to... oh fuck! Now I'm drawing a blank for the name of the movie. It was like Steve McQueen,
the one with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, it's from fucking like the 60s or 70s.
Oh, because I think you're talking about like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but yeah.
But like they always paint rural people as these crazy motherfuckers, right? In all movies and shows to get people to not live a rural life.
Yeah, there was rednecks, uneducated, dangerous, bigoted people.
We've been watching some older shows and there's always little nuggets. There's little nuggets in everything. In everything that you're going to watch, there's something kind of hidden in there where somebody will say something just kind of in passing. And it'll be like, whoa, what did they just say?
Right. Gotta keep people on their fucking toes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes me wonder if they just do it so we just kind of... So it perks our ears up and keeps us distracted. Keeps our attention, you know? Oh, let's keep looking for the things like that instead of, you know, growing your own food or cooking. As Ryan alluded to,
so that would make you,
which I do think
terrorist.
Everybody should do as well. I'm with you on that, man.
Hey, if you can grow your own fucking ingredients and you can cook your food, I think like you know that's a beautiful thing right there, man. You're taking something that God created, or the Creator created, whatever the fuck you believe in, the universe for these new age freaks, whatever you know you think creates life, you're taking something and you're making it your own thing. And that's fucking beautiful, dude. That's what life's about, in my opinion.
And then eating it.
And then consuming it and shitting it out. Yeah. And I think that's just a beautiful thing.
And it's deliciousness.
Yeah. Makes all the
food can be so good. Joe Rogan fucking talks shit about, like, people will fucking just do this shit for, like, fucking 5 seconds of mouth pleasure. I'm just like, yeah, you're fucking right. Like, I'm a fat motherfucker because I like to eat. Maybe I just like to eat.
So I took mouth pleasure as something completely different then.
Well, Joe Rogan and mouth pleasure, I get it.
Now that's a wild idea. Remember News Radio that he was like first big break on? Yeah, dude, I
loved News Radio.
Wonder what kind of shit's hidden in that now, in hindsight.
Dude, given that fucking Phil Hartman died in a weird way and shit, like, and he was like a news broadcaster, right? So it'd be interesting to go back and hear what he's talking about on the news. That'd be interesting. I love old shows like that.
Yeah, it makes me wonder whether these prominent people who's had like somewhat humble beginnings as a character on a show or had a sitcom or a reality TV show, then gone to become people like, I don't know, the fucking president of the US, whether there's hidden messages in those TV shows. Like if you go back and watch The Apprentice, whether he's throwing out any kind of hand symbols or posters in the background or some shit to show you was going to be president.
You're fired.
Fired.
I'm sure there's some weird shit going on for sure, dude.
Well, gentlemen.
I don't think that's got anything else, man. I mean, no. I think, you know, we tried to do Groundhog Day, right? In honor of African History Month. We tried to. And by the way, do you think it's weird that African American Black History, let's just call it what it is, Black History Month, isn't that weird that it's the only month of the year with not 30 or 31 days? It's the shortest month of the year.
Well, it's all pandering nonsense anyway. It's fucking racist to its core.
Well, I'd rather have Black History Month in Australia than what we've got. We've got Gay Pride Month.
Or we have that
Alphabet
too.
Alphabet History Month.
We get both.
Oh, how lucky are you? Wow.
Yeah.
Different times of the year, though.
We have all the crazy people over here.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and if you're gay and you're black, you get two full months where people have to just, like, worship you, which is wild. I'm a straight white dude. I get nothing.
It's the craziest thing in the world.
Well, you know, but I don't know. You know, weird.
More power to them. Watch movies and fucking try to enjoy what sliver of bullshit we get in this realm.
That's the thing, man. You know, movies, sports, whatever. I mean, it's no secret for me. Like, my favorite pastime is betting on sports. It's so much fun. Yes, it's rigged. I believe it's rigged. I just came out with the shirt. Sports are rigged. I think it's a legit thing. But dude, it's fun. Like you can absorb yourself a little.
You can make money doing it.
Sure, you can.
I've made money fucking gambling on shit.
Yeah.
So like it's fun.
You gotta try and read, you gotta fade the public. You know, side with the sports books more often than you side with the public. And yeah, man, I mean, it's just a good time. Like, it's okay to fucking get a little bit absorbed into society. Like, it's fine. You can still be a free thinker. I actually think that more conspiratorially minded people are getting roped in to not free thinking anymore because they're so convinced that they're free thinkers that if all these free thinkers think the same way, you're not really free thinking anymore. You're kind of getting yourself roped in to just a different way of thought and a different slave mindset. So, yeah, man, fucking do whatever feels fun, whatever feels good. You like watching porn, do it. You like watching, scary movies, do it. You like watching romance movies, reading romance novels, fucking do whatever feels fun. Fucking Kim is obsessed with Jersey Shore. I think it's gay as fuck. I'm like, why? Why are you into this?
Jersey Shore?
Yeah, why are you into this? She's obsessed with Sister Wives, this weird fucking phenomena. That's sweeping the nation.
Make her watch Shorzy. It's on Hulu. And it's Shorzy. Amazing. Yes.
Okay.
It's fucking amazing. It's about a Canadian hockey player.
It's okay.
Awesome. It's so good. Have you ever seen Letterkenny?
No.
No? You should watch Letterkenny too. Letterkenny's really rad.
You're going to have to drop all these in the show notes, dude, because yeah, there's a lot of stuff. But my point here is just like, you know, even if someone thinks that it's bullshit and people call the fucking Super Bowl Superb Al, which I hate, by the way, that comes from a comedy show. That comes from a comedy vampire show. What We Do in the Shadows is a comedy show about vampires that made that term up. And a bunch of dipshits out there think that this is like some occult meaning to this whole Super Bowl.
But Ryan, they're legitimate because they're pointing at a screen behind them. I've seen it.
I know.
Maybe that's why they put it in that show, was to have the reaction you're having to it.
But it was long before anyone fucking started calling it a show. It was long before anyone started using that term, man. It's goofy. No one uses the word superb.
The halftime shows are very ritualistic, though.
Of course they are. Of course they are. I think that even, you know, if we want to get really down into the nitty gritty, yeah, dude, watching sports, it's a ritual. It's absolutely a ritual. You sit there, you do the national anthem. Now we do the Black national anthem too, because segregation's cool again, right? So we do the, you know, these different national anthems for different levels of society, and then we watch a sport, and one side roots for one side, other side roots for another side, and it's all this. It's very ritualistic, but just because you're partaking in this, it doesn't mean that you're fucking worshiping Satan. Enjoy your fucking life. Enjoy your life. God didn't create us to sit here and just suck his dick all day.
You have to back up for a moment, though. You said a Black national anthem. Is that its own individual anthem, or do they just play the national anthem a second time for Black people?
You haven't heard of this, Drew?
I have not heard of this. You got to be joking.
There is a national anthem for Americans, and then there is a separate national anthem with different words for Black people.
Do they just say skate in there a lot?
No, that they actually play at fucking events and shit?
Yeah.
No. Shut up. Yeah. Bring it up. I got to hear this.
Okay. No. I can't believe, especially you, Bob, as an American, you don't know about the Black national anthem.
No, man, I don't pay attention to any of that shit.
Would they play it at the Olympics for a Black, like, African-American athlete? Would they play that instead of the U.S. one?
No, dude, they play the regular national anthem for everyone, and then they play the Black national anthem for Black people. Because, again, we're all equal, but let's give these people a separate song. Because, again, segregation's cool. Separate but equal. You know what I mean? Like, it's wild, dude. I think it's so fucking racist. Like,
oh, it's insanely racist.
At a certain point, dude, when you try so hard to not be racist, you become racist, right? It's like an Ouroboros. You go so far to the left that you're now fascist, right?
What's next? Is it going to be a gay national anthem for alphabet people, and it's just the Sex and the City theme song?
Right.
No, here's the lyrics. Please stand. Both of you guys, as I read that, I'm just kidding.
I'll take a knee.
Bullshit. It's called Lift Every Voice and Sing lyrics. Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. I feel like we're going to fucking, someone's going to summon up in my room. Fucking, what's that one?
Careful.
Black leader.
Don Lemon's going to appear behind you or something.
Yeah, dude. And okay, so till earth and heaven
Louis
ring.
Louis Farrakhan.
Somebody ring with harmonies of liberty, let our rejoicing rise high as the listing skies. I mean, who wrote this? It doesn't even make any fucking sense. I'm not reading this whole goddamn thing. It ends with, may we forever stand true to our God, true to our native land.
It doesn't even have the n-word in it. How's that Black History Month song for African Americans?
I don't know. There's like you said, skeet should be in here a couple times.
Yo, skeet.
Yeah, it is. It's wildly offensive, I think. But you know, a lot of brainwashed Black people. Here's Lizzo singing it. It looks like.
Jesus.
Maybe this is not Lizzo. It's just some other fat Black kid. Dude, I don't know.
They all look the same.
I don't know, man. It's wild. I think it's incredibly racist.
It's the most racist, pandering bullshit, man. So stupid.
I don't know what's more racist, that Ryan thought a fat Black woman was Lizzo, or that there's a song for Black people in this instead of the national anthem.
Did you tell me right now that you see an obese Black woman walking down the street, you don't think it's Lizzo, you're just crazy?
They're all Lizzo.
They're all Lizzo. Just like every fat white dude is Fat Bastard from Austin Powers. So, no one can get offended. But yeah, man,
I can get offended. It's fine.
I think this was fun, man. You know, we took lemons and made lemonade right now. You know what I mean? We couldn't get our shit to work. Hopefully we can get it to work though before February's out. We don't have too much more time. If not, we got to get into some kind of St. Patrick's Day episode. I don't know if you guys seen Holidays, the movie Holidays. It's a horror movie where it makes, it's an anthology talking about each one of the major holidays. I think it's Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Halloween, Christmas, and New Year's Day. And Easter is in there as well. But it's a fun, scary movie anthology. Maybe we could do something like that for St. Patrick's Day.
Do you know what's a good St. Paddy's Day one?
What's that?
We could do The Fugitive, because that takes place on St. Patrick's Day.
Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints is another one. Boondock Saints is Boondock.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks right now. So yeah, we can figure something out. But shame we couldn't get Groundhog's Day to work. But you know, I think this is a more entertaining episode, probably, to be honest.
That was a bit of fun. Yeah. Just make sure that you're going to have to put like an orange rinse through your beard for St. Patrick's Day to be culturally appropriate for that one.
I'll come out here. I'll wear a fucking leprechaun hat and do all the things.
All right, gentlemen, that was it. Technical difficulties be damned. We had a show, and here it was.
Fuck yeah, man. That was a blast, guys. Always a pleasure to get the guys together. We got to do better with scheduling.
We got to do better.
Well, hey, how's the family going? How's the new kid? How's everything working?
Man, it's good. It's good. I can't complain. Mom, baby, everybody's good. You know, it's just another day. Everybody's healthy and good. So what else can you ask for, right?
Matters,
that's it.
Yeah.
All that it comes down to, man, family that are healthy and happy, my friend.
Fuck yeah.
And you got a little ginger daughter, so you could dress her up as a leprechaun. That'd be
great.
Dude,
her eyebrows are like cartoonishly orange. Like fucking cartoon orange. They're bright. Fucking orange. Like, you know how they make Donald Trump's skin look in like cartoons and fucking memes and shit? They're that orange. It's crazy.
It's taken everything that I can to not say it. Do you think she has a soul?
Of course.
Gingers don't have souls.
Well, then I guess I don't have one either. Neither does Drew. So, bunch of soulless motherfuckers up in here.
Dude, there's something about you gingers, man. There's something very interesting because you guys are the biggest minority in the world. And it seems like maybe there is something something to that, which is interesting to me.
Drew, do you have blue eyes or green eyes?
Mix.
Yeah? Yeah, because apparently red hair with blue eyes is more rare than red hair with green eyes.
Oh, right. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a weird little unicorn you guys are, you know?
Yep.
Little ginger corn.
Ginger corns.
No, it's a very interesting look. And dude,
sounds like a fucking a sweet snack.
Ginger corn
hey man,
sounds
can you
a lot
hand
better.
Me some of them ginger corns.
That's a better slur than Fanta pants.
Fanta pants?
Fanta is an orange like drink in Australia, so they call you Fanta pants because you got ginger pubes.
Yeah, we've got Fanta out here, but there's 4, 5, 6 different colors of Fanta.
Oh, really? Whoa, you guys are living in like the 2060s over there.
Yeah, we're living in the fucking future out here. Fanta pants. Good I like ginger corn. You know, it's like a unicorn, but it's ginger.
Ginger corn. No, that sounds like popcorn with like
a little bit of ginger on top.
Popcorn.
Like a ginger snap candy corn cookie. But no, dude, there's this, you know, I always talk about South Park. Last thing I'll say, there's this phenomenal episode where, you know, you heard of the prophecy of the red heifer in like Christianity and all these things, right? And there's the, you know, Cartman, he goes out and he paints this cow like pasty white and then he gives it red hair. Like he puts a red, red hair wig on the cow. And he says that instead of Swiss cheese, this cow makes freckled cheese. So it's like white cheese that comes out with freckles. And it's so funny, dude. Like, the whole bit is so good. And yeah, man, just you know, he basically brings peace to the world because he lies about a cow being ginger, and it's the red heifer. Great. I'm telling you, man, you guys are either the end of the world or the fucking the fix to all the problems. There's no in between.
Right.
Yeah, fun episode though, guys.
Yeah, I'm cool okay one, guys. With end of world, dude.
Yeah. Maybe all right, guys. We all just trigger one day and the gingers just weaponize and go out and start shooting laser beams out of their eyes or some shit. Shooting flames from their hands. All right, gentlemen. That's it. Let's put a fork in her. She's done. Catch us next time.
All right. Later.
Peace.
Game over, man. Game over. What are we gonna do now? What are we gonna do? No! Get to the chopper!
No! God, please, no! No! No!
If you don't approve, well, too bad.
Don't make me beg here, because I will do it.
We'll keep going. You want another one? Say the word. Just say the word.
Yes.
You got it. You got another one right there. That's another one, pal.
Wow! Ah, oh, I'm so happy I can't even... feel my arms.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.